But sometimes it's not even you that is causing it. Sometimes it is the people you are with who block God's view. The introduction is 10 minutes. All the degrees you have, all the papers you have ever written, all the people you have ever impacted, 10 minutes. Then at the end, they want to call you back to give vote of thanks and present a gift to you. I keep asking, since the gift is not coming from the people, it's coming from the leaders, why would giving of gift take precious worship time? Why can't you give the gift in the office? Now, if I came to preach in the Kutueleza era, you'd never clap for a preacher. Why? He was seen as a messenger of God. So we'll sing the song to Tendereza after your sermon. We'll sing the song to Tendereza as you go towards preaching. We will not spend our time just telling people how great you are. I do not know what has happened with our generation and why we feel so insecure that the only way you can preach is after they have spent all the time talking about you. I think we need to change to where God's messengers become truly God's messengers. And we need to assist them by reducing the length of the introduction and knocking out the vote of thanks. If they were serving the Lord, God has honored them. Now, sure, if you spend time introduction, why are you spending time at the end? If you want a gift, give them a gift privately, so that you would spend time of worship through rain worship, honoring God.